Yes, I do. I have it on.
Okay. I would like to call the January 24th, 2023 meeting of the Board of Adjustment to order, please. I'd like to thank everybody for taking the time to join us this afternoon. And I'm going to stretch so I can see you, but I'm vertically challenged. So I'm down here and you're up there. Ms. O'Connor, can I please have the roll call?
Member Affinati?
Present.
Can you push the button so it records?
Present.
Thank you. Member Barcelo?
Here.
Member Grib?
Here.
Vice Chair Roach?
Here.
Chair Dankworth?
Present.
Would you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? Thank you again for joining us this afternoon. Just a little bit of housekeeping. The restrooms can be found right outside the double doors to your right. There is a drinking fountain located next to the restrooms. And if you wish to address the board on any agenda item or during the call to audience, please fill out a blue card located on the back table and hand to the recording secretary, Ms. O'Connor. Now, at this time, any member of the public can address the board on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to Arizona open meeting law, individual board members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. Ms. O'Connor, are there any blue cards?
No.
No, none. Thank you. Having no blue cards, I will close the call to audience. And I would like to introduce the council member in attendance, who is Mr. Council Member Solomon. And thank you very much for attending. Would you like to make any comments at this point?
Thank you. There we go. First, happy New Year to everyone. Glad to see you all here. Once again, thank you for your service for getting together to hear these issues. As you know, it's Board of Adjustments is one of the state mandated functions, and it provides a platform for people to appeal zoning issues within our community. So thank you, and I don't have any other further comments. Appreciate seeing you all here.
Thank you, and a happy new year to you, too. Ms. O'Connor, will you please read? I have reviewed the order of business, and we are going to proceed as listed on the agenda. Ms. O'Connor, will you please read item one?
Review and approval of the February 22nd, 2022 regular session meeting minutes.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes?
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
And seconded by Vice Chair Roach. Okay. Now, we're going to go on, and Ms. O'Connor, will you please read the
Madam Chair, we actually need a vote on those minutes.
You are absolutely right, sir. May we have a vote on the acceptance of the minutes? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any nays? No nays. The vote is unanimous. Thank you. And now, Ms. O'Connor, would you please read item two, please?
Election of chair for the Board of Adjustment effective February 25th, 2023.
Thank you. May we have a nomination or multiple nominations for the position of chair of the Board of Adjustment? Mr. Grib.
I nominate Chairperson Dankworth to continue on as chairperson.
Thank you. May we have a second, please?
Second.
Oh, second.
Who did? Who seconded?
I'll second, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other nominations for the position? There being none, the nominations are closed, and may we have a vote, please? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you. Any nays? No nays. The vote is unanimous, and thank you very much for your continued confidence. And now, Ms. O'Connor, may we have the next motion.
Election of Vice Chair for the Board of Adjustment effective February 25th, 2023.
Thank you. May we have a nomination for a Vice Chair?
Madam Chair, I nominate Member Steve Roach, our current Vice Chair.
Thank you. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Thank you, sir. And are there any other nominations for Vice Chair? Not seeing or hearing any, let us call the question. All those in favor of Mr. Roach for Vice Chair, please
aye.
Signify
aye.
By aye.
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 Any nays? No nays. The vote is unanimous. And Mr. Roach, congratulations. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ms. O'Connor, may we have the next item, please?
Public hearing, request for a variance to reduce the minimum planned area development district size from 20 acres to 9.03 acres for extra space storage located at the southeast intersection of Oracle Road and Hardy Road, 2203108.
All right, thank you, Chair Dankworth, and good afternoon, members. My name is Hannah Oden, and I'm a senior planner with the Town of Oro Valley. The purpose of this case is to consider a request from Extra Space Storage for a variance to reduce the minimum planned area development, or you might hear me refer to it as a PAD, district size from 20 acres to approximately 9.03 acres for a property located at the southeast intersection of Oracle Road and Hardy Road. An approval of this request would allow the applicant to apply for a rezoning approval to planned area development. All variance requests must meet five specific findings required both by the zoning code and state law to be approved, and I'll discuss those during my presentation. The Board of Adjustment is the deciding body on variances, so this case is presented today for discussion and possible action. As a reminder to the Board of Adjustment, the focus of this request is specific to reducing the PAD district size only and not the site design or the use of the property. So to orient everyone with respect to the subject property, it's located at the southeast intersection of Oracle Road and Hardy Road. It's outlined in yellow on this slide. It's approximately 9 acres and includes the existing extra space storage facility, which has that blue overlay, as well as vacant land. Surrounding development includes Circle K and the Sunny Slope Apartments to the north and single-family residential homes to the east and townhomes to the south. So just some history and background on both the parcel and just the surrounding Sunny Slope area in general. So the original development plan for the existing extra space storage facility was approved in Pima County in 1986. The following year, the subject property, as well as the surrounding Sunny Slope area, was annexed to the town, or annexed into the town in 1987. So this established the commercial zoning on the subject property, but it also created some legal nonconforming uses on both the subject property and the surrounding properties, including Circle K and the Sunny Slope Apartments. And essentially what a legal nonconforming use means is that because these properties were developed using Pima County zoning or Pima County development standards, that these properties don't conform to the current town zoning requirements. So this includes development standards as well as zoning district sizes, which I'll discuss a little bit later in my presentation. However, in 1998, there was a provision in the zoning code that allowed legal nonconforming uses to expand. So the existing storage facility did take advantage of this. They expanded as much as they could in 1998. However, there is currently no mechanism in the existing zoning code for the existing facility and surrounding legal nonconforming uses to expand. So approval of the applicant's variance request to reduce the minimum district size for a new PAD on the property allows the applicant to apply for two separate but related applications to achieve their objective of ultimately developing the property. To proceed with these applications, a variance approval is required. The first application is for a Type 2 general plan amendment. And the second application is a request to rezone the property to planned area development, to remove the legal nonconforming status on the property, and seek approval of a site plan. Now, I'll discuss more of what a PAD is in the following slides, but these two applications are subject to a separate review and approval process and will ultimately require consideration by Town Council. Again, the focus of this case is on the variance request only, not the use or site design. The applicant's variance request is to reduce the minimum PAD district size for this property only from 20 acres to approximately 9.03 acres, which is the area outlined in yellow on the right-hand side of the slide. The applicant ultimately wishes to apply to expand the existing storage facility. However, today's agenda item does not address self-storage in any way, as the focus is purely on the minimum PAD district size for the property. A planned area development is a unique zoning designation which is tailored to a specific site. Modifications to zoning code standards can be included as part of a new PAD, which is subject to Town Council approval. A variance approval would allow the applicant to apply for both the general plan amendment and rezoning to PAD to address legal nonconforming issues on the property. Please note that the approval of this variance does not grant approval of any site design or use on the property, as that will be decided during the general plan amendment and rezoning only if the variance is approved. So as I mentioned at the beginning of my presentation, there are five specific criteria that all variance applications must meet, and those are shown on this slide. And I'll go over each in more detail during my presentation. So the first criterion is that there are special circumstances or conditions that apply to the property in terms of things like its shape, size, topography, location, or surroundings that do not apply to other properties in the district. In this case, a special circumstance is that the property was developed under Pima County standards and is considered legal nonconforming because it does not comply with the town zoning code standards for things like building setbacks, buffer yards, and scenic corridor requirements. The zoning code establishes a minimum district size for commercial zoning districts to ensure that there is enough room for the intended uses. So, for example, a C1 zoning district is geared more towards smaller commercial centers and has a minimum size of 5 acres. However, a C2 zoning district, those are meant for larger, more regional commercial centers, and those have a 10-acre minimum size requirement. New planned area developments have a 20-acre minimum size requirement to have a site large enough to comprehensively plan a specific development of scale. And the minimum PAD size ensures that basically smaller sites would not just use rezoning to a PAD instead of a variance. When the Sunny Slope area was annexed into the town, there was a translational zoning process where town zoning was applied that most closely aligned with previous Pima County zoning. The subject property was zoned both as C1 and C2 commercial, which is shown on the image in this slide. The C2 zoning on the subject property is legal nonconforming for both the district size, because it's less than 10 acres, as well as standards from when it was annexed and translational zoning was applied. This is a unique circumstance that applies to this property and the Sunny Slope area. In annexation areas where there is already existing development, customized zoning by a PAD can be applied to account for both existing and future development and address potential legal nonconforming issues. So a recent example of where this was done is the Westward Lick Resort. However, this was not done for the Sunny Slope area during annexation. So there is no mechanism to expand the existing uses on the property due to the legal nonconforming issues. A reduction in the minimum PAD size is a recommended option to address these unique circumstances. So given these factors, special circumstances do exist on the property, and this finding has been met. So the next criterion is that special circumstances from the previous slide were not created by a previous or current owner. Previous and current owners did not create the legal nonconforming zoning when the property was annexed. And the existing development was approved under Pima County development standards when it was annexed, and the property became legal nonconforming because it did not comply with town zoning code requirements. The special circumstances that apply to this property were not created by any owner, past or present, so this finding has been met. So the next finding relates to if granting of a variance is necessary for the preservation of privileges and rights enjoyed by other properties in the same zoning district. So as stated previously, the purpose of a planned area development is to master plan an area and to account for existing and future development, and is often applied during annexation. Again, Westward Look is a recent example. So because a PAD zoning was not applied when the Sunny Slope area was annexed, the size of the C2 zoning district and nonconformance with C2 development standards where the existing facility is located does not allow for an expansion of uses or to substantially alter the existing facility. A reduction in the minimum PAD size for the property would address legal nonconforming issues not created by the owner and is necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of property rights that apply to other commercially zoned properties in Oro Valley. As such, this finding has been met. So the fourth finding states that conditions can be applied to ensure that a variance will not grant special privileges that are inconsistent with other properties in the zoning district and surrounding area. The variance to reduce the PAD size would only allow the applicant to apply for a rezoning approval. There's still a separate public review and approval process for both the general plan amendment and rezoning, and those applications, again, will ultimately be considered by town council. The variance would not grant special privileges inconsistent with the limitations placed on other properties. Staff is not proposing any conditions as part of this variance, but site-specific conditions could still be applied by town council during the rezoning process based on community input and staff review. So given these factors, this finding has also been met. So the last criterion is that the variance may not be detrimental to the neighborhood or the general public. So again, the variance request only allows the applicant to apply for general plan amendment and rezoning approval. The variance is not an application to expand the existing self-storage business. However, if approved, it would enable a future and separate application to do so. Mitigation measures may be applied to the general plan amendment, or may be applied during the general plan amendment and rezoning stage by town council to mitigate for any potential negative impacts to neighbors. So as such, this finding has been met because the reduction of the minimum PAD district size in itself is not detrimental to the surrounding area. All right, in summary, the variance request is specific to the reduction of the minimum PAD district size for the subject property from 20 acres to approximately 9.03 acres. This is not an application to review a potential self-storage business expansion. However, if approved, it would enable a future request to do so. The variance request meets all five required findings per state law and the zoning code and serves to potentially rectify legal nonconforming issues that were created when the property was annexed in 1987. So as such, staff recommends approval. So this concludes my presentation, and the applicant's representative is also here today to present additional details about the request. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Oden. May we now have the applicant presentation, please?
Good afternoon, Chair Dankworth, Vice Chair Roach, and members of the Board of Adjustment. My name is Omar Abdallah. I'm an attorney at Rose Law Group here on behalf of the applicant, Extra Space Storage. With me today is Clint Klipp, Development Manager at Extra Space Storage. We're very grateful for the opportunity to be here to request this variance from you, and we're honored to, I think, be the first your first meeting of the year. Happy New Year. So Ms. Oden's presentation was very thorough, as always, so I'll try not to be too repetitive, but I'll just touch on some of her points. So as you know, the site is located on the southeast corner of, or intersection of, Hardy Road and Oracle Road. It's outlined here in red. These images show some of the existing conditions applicable to the property. You can see on the left side, we're dealing with a few parcels here. We have the existing facility in yellow, and we have the vacant adjacent parcels in red. You can kind of see that the parcels, at least in shape and size, are a bit unusual. The adjacent parcels are triangular in shape, and even the existing facility is a bit unusual. And when put together, the entire site is somewhat triangular, with the west side being short, and you know, the east side kind of expands outwards. So the length is deep, but the front side on Oracle Road is short, and that poses some challenges for the property, which we'll discuss later on. And you can see another angle of the site. This is looking from Oracle Road east on the right side here of this slide. So as mentioned earlier, the parcels were annexed into the town, and they were assigned zoning districts under the town's zoning code. And so when coupled with the parcel's size and shape, the annexation caused these parcels to have some limited options, at least compared to other parcels in the town. And so by bringing the parcels together under a uniform PAD zoning district, we can help mitigate some of these circumstances that deprive the property of the privileges available to other properties. And so because of the unique circumstances that we'll touch on in the next few slides, town staff suggested that we pursue a variance for our rezoning prior to our rezoning application. And so our request today is for a variance to reduce the minimum planned area development district size from 20 acres to an approximate 9.03 acres. And as town staff explained in your staff reports, the elements for a variance are all met in this particular situation. So there are a number of special circumstances applying to this property. First, as we mentioned earlier, the property was developed under Pima County's code prior to being annexed and assigned the C2 zoning district under the town's current zoning code. And the C2 zoning district has a minimum district size requirement of 10 acres. The property is 4.26 acres, so it's quite a bit smaller than the minimum district size. And so it's instantly nonconforming. And that's the case for the adjacent parcels as well, which are zoned C1, and they are 4.77 acres in size, where the minimum district size requirement for C1 is 5 acres. And this puts the properties in a difficult situation because there's no mechanism to expand the existing use at the existing facility or make changes to the property without a planned area development. As I mentioned earlier, you know, both of these sites are unusual in shape. They're triangular. This makes commercial development difficult and undesirable. There are a number of other special circumstances applying to the property. The visibility, because it's triangular in shape, visibility is very limited. The frontage at the location is also limited. The parcel is narrow at the west side with significant depth, and the topography all the way on the east side slopes upwards. Now, the properties do have some history in that there has been some interest in the adjacent parcels by some business uses in the past, including, I believe, the town was interested in the parcels for a public use of some kind, something related to police data. But in any case, none of these potential business uses came to fruition, obviously, and that's because of the challenges that the site experiences. And so other properties are not burdened by these special circumstances that I mentioned earlier, and, you know, including the irregularity in parcel size and shape, the difficult topography, and the location, which makes it difficult to utilize. These special circumstances were not created by the current or previous owners. As explained in your staff report, the special circumstances were caused by the annexation, which put the parcels in their current zoning districts. And this caused them to be legal nonconforming. And of course, the previous and current owners didn't cause the irregular shape, location, the size, the topography, and other special circumstances that impact the site. And so this is truly a unique circumstance, as other properties are not burdened by these legal nonconforming issues due to the size of the parcel. And so this element is also met. And so the only way for the property's legal nonconforming issues to be addressed is with a planned area development. Other C2 parcels are 10 acres or more in size as required by the PAD. And so this property is instantly at a disadvantage because of its special circumstances. And so a variance to allow us to request a PAD is the only way that the property can enjoy the same rights and privileges as other properties and preserve those rights and privileges through the PAD. And so for this reason, this element is also met. The variance would not be a grant of special privileges. The variance would only allow us to request for the opportunity to request and apply for a planned area development zoning. And because of that, we'll still need to go through the proper public hearing process. So this means we'll continue to do neighborhood outreach, which we've already been doing. Neighborhood meetings will be required. We already had our first neighborhood meeting, planning and zoning commission hearings, and ultimately a decision by town council. And so this will ensure that there is no grant of special privileges and that limitations are in place consistent with the surroundings and with the zoning district. The variance will not be materially detrimental to the surrounding area. As I mentioned in the last slide, the variance will only allow the opportunity for us to submit a PAD rezoning application. And so the public hearing process will still will likely require mitigation measures. And so here in this instance, the applicant is already implementing or proposing to implement mitigating measures. And so, for example, we're improving access and circulation. We are proposing to install a screening wall, landscape buffer, and security cameras. And so this variance will not be materially detrimental to persons or property in the area. And in fact, we think this will be a beneficial outcome for the surrounding area. And so this element is also met. And to kind of summarize, all of the variance criteria are met, and we hope you will agree. The site experiences unique circumstances due to its history, which causes it to be unusually small in size and legally nonconforming. The site experiences unusually small size, irregular shape, difficult topography, and locational challenges that impact the site. These unique circumstances were not created by a previous or current owner. The variance would allow the use to expand and the property develop to achieve privileges that other properties benefit from. It would result in no special privileges because the rezoning would still be required and will likely result in stipulations or other measures imposed by the council and staff. And there would be no negative impact to surroundings, and we're continuing to work with neighbors to address any issues. Ultimately, approval of the variance will result in a rezoning of the site to address these legal nonconforming issues and allow an expansion of the use. It'll also result in a redevelopment of the existing facade of the property, of the existing property, so that we can bring it into accordance with the town standards through the PAD, which will greatly improve appearance of the site. It is a low intensity, low impact, and low traffic use, and it is a necessary amenity. And through the variance and ultimately through the PAD rezoning, it'll allow the applicants, the current user, to meet the demand for self-storage services coming from the local residential population and also the business community. So thank you for your consideration, and I would be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you very much. At this point, do any members of the board have questions of either the staff regarding the staff presentation or the applicant? Gentlemen, none? Okay, seeing none, I'm now going to open this up for a public hearing. And if there are any members in the public, which is limited, who have not handed in blue cards but wish to speak, now would be the time to do it. Seeing none, I'm going to close the public hearing. And Ms. Akana, obviously there are no blue cards, as you stated before. I will now close. Well, the public hearing has now been closed, and I'd like to open it for member discussion only, members discussing it only. So is there any comment that any member wishes to make regarding this possible variance? Yes, Member Gribb.
Madam Chairman, in going through the documentation, I think the key phrase, and I'll quote, the granting of this variance to reduce the maximum PAD size does not, and I underline does not, constitute approval of the general plan amendment and rezoning. That's key. I mean, there are a lot of questions going forward, but not at this point.
You are absolutely right. Is there any other comment? Okay. That being said, that there are no other comments, and that has been made very clear by Member Gribb just a minute ago. Are there any other questions from the board? Seeing none, I would now like to call for a motion.
Yes.
Who would like to make a motion?
Yes, I will,
Vice
Madam
Chair. Roche?
Chair. Mm-hmm. I move to approve this variance request to reduce the minimum pad district size from 20 acres to approximately 9 acres for extra space storage located at the southeast intersection of Oracle Road and Hardy Road, shown in Attachment 1, based on the finding that the 5 criteria have been met.
Thank you. May I have a second, please? A second to the motion.
Madam
I'll
Chair,
second.
I'll defer to Member Gribb.
He's deferring to you. Okay.
Yeah, I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. So now I'm going to call the question. May we have a vote on this at this point? Is there any further discussion before we do that? Hearing none, let us now take action. And all those in favor of the motion as presented and seconded, please say aye or nay. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any nays? The ayes being unanimous, the motion for a variance for the variance is granted. Thank you all.
Thank you.
And may I now have, are there any other issues that need to come before us? Okay. Therefore, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We have a motion
second.
To adjourn. Do we need a second here, please?
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. The motion carries.